Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Carl, thank you very much for that. Now, as you heard there in the news headlines, Intel has said it is working through further details to understand the impact of its cost-cutting measures in Ireland. The company said it will cut 15% of its workforce and will suspend its dividend in the fourth quarter as the chipmaker tries to turn around its loss-making manufacturing business. A spokesperson for Intel said the number of affected jobs will vary across each business unit and in each region. For more on this, we're joined now by Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke. And Minister, you're welcome. Can I get your reaction to this news from Intel today?
Thank you, Sarah. Well, obviously, reports like this do concern you, but I would be very clear that, in my mind, that the operation Leakslip is very solid. It's going to be and will continue to be a key part of Intel's core business right into the future. And if you look at the footprint there in Leakslip over a huge body of land, they've invested about 17 million there recently, or 17 billion recently in relation to their Fab 34 new state-of-the-art technological advanced unit. And that's a massive footprint, a massive investment, some very high quality jobs. Obviously, they've put 30 billion euro in since 1989, and we expect that will continue. They're ramping up both production lines in relation to their number 3 and number 4 technological node. So again, that's a good positive sign in relation to it as well.
But if the 15% cut that they've announced today were applied in Ireland, that would be 735 jobs lost, a really significant number of jobs.
It would if that was to come to pass, but it's very difficult to know from the statement and from our engagement so far what way this review is going to finish up when the company look at their global operations. If you look down through the detail of the statement, they really point a lot to operating expenses, a lot of cost of sales issues in relation to the business and the operation. But what it does say is that it's very important that it's going to maintain its core capital investment and obviously into the future for semiconductors, and particularly in relation to their 5 nodes in 4 years strategy, which Ireland is central to. Obviously, investment in that will continue because it's so important to the operation of the business and for them as a going concern. So I would hope it would be minimal, but obviously we have to work through the review with Intel as soon as we obviously get notification of that.
So have you sought a meeting with Intel? Have you had any contact with anyone in the company to get a sense of what's coming down the tracks?
I have indeed. I'm due to meet Intel later on in about 2 weeks' time. Obviously, they have to get a number of their executives together for that. And also, obviously, I'm in very close contact with the IDA because they are the mechanism that obviously report into foreign direct investment. And they would obviously have a very close relationship with Intel, considering they're one of the most significant employers in the country as well.
2 weeks seems like, I don't know, a bit of a long time away, is it? Are you confident that you will have had a chance to speak to them before the job losses and decisions are made in relation to the number of job losses in Ireland?
I can never say for sure, Sarah, unfortunately. Obviously, IDA are dealing with them constantly. So that's the mechanism from the department to deal with companies of the scale like this. Obviously, I can't control what they do as a private company. They obviously have to, you know, do the review. They want some space to conduct that on a global basis. And obviously then, hopefully, they'll be in a position to meet with me then at that stage.
In the meantime, we don't know when we're going to get clarity on the scale of job losses in the Irish branch, but a very worrying time for the workers and their families. Have you been in contact with any of the workers or representatives of them?
Well, first of all, I would say this hasn't happened yet, so we want to be very careful rather than talking ourselves into a scenario. First of all, I've been very clear.
Well, I mean, it's likely, Minister, sorry to interrupt you, it's likely there will be some job losses. And the Intel branch in Ireland was quite lucky the last time in that there were less job losses in Ireland than there were elsewhere. But we might not be so lucky this time around, and there is likely to be some job losses.
Well, I expect there will be less because I'm very clear in my mind in terms of, as I articulated to you, Sarah, their operation in Leakslip is so front and central to their core business now from semiconductor production, especially with AI coming very firmly now on the horizon. It's you know, a huge investment, even from Oregon is coming back here, upscaling the production from node 3 and 4. That's continuing. It's going to increase. And obviously with the investment in Fab 34. But obviously we have an economy that is at full employment at the moment. We have to be very conscious that these jobs can never, ever be taken for granted.
But then
and
it's
that's
interesting.
Why all the arms of the state.
It's interesting that you're saying you expect there will be less here. So you would expect the 15% won't apply in Ireland.
I would be hopeful from our perspective, because looking at the detail of the statement, if you actually drill down to the detail of the press release that was issued, the fact that it alludes very strongly in terms of maintaining their core investment, obviously in the five nodes and 4-year strategy, and as well as the semiconductor co-investment program, those are two very significant programs for their growth into the future. And I would be hopeful that, because Ireland is front and central to that, and the Fab 34 unit is head and shoulders above any other in Europe. So I would be hopeful that because of that, because of that investment, and because it's such a core part of their model here in Leixlip on a global basis, that it will cement us to a certain extent. But I cannot say for sure. And that's
sure.
just
so in the meantime, I get things. The sense that you haven't been in contact with workers or their families yet. But is that something you'd be planning?
Absolutely. If what happens is, and just to say it out for your listeners, there is a statutory process in play that I have to respect. So once a company like Intel of that scale is going to seek voluntary redundancies, it would have to notify me formally. So that process hasn't happened yet. Obviously, they're conducting the review, but we will absolutely make sure, if that eventuality does happen, that we will have all the arms of the state, be it from Sullis and Skillsnet, to assist those families to ensure that they do get employment, because they are in a very valuable sector and there's huge opportunity out there at the moment in that sector. Obviously, as I said, with the employment levels we have, but I'm all very clear, you can't take that for granted either.
Can I move on to concerns about other job losses, and this time in Longford? Our reporter John Cook brought us a report earlier in the week. He was visiting properties on Grafton Court in Longford, where a fire had caused huge devastation to businesses there. A number of people out of business and being told they're going to be out of business for a year at least. What sort of supports will the government be offering those businesses?
So there's a number of measures that have been taken there in connection with this drastic fire. I mean, you think there's 13 small retailers directly impacted by this, and we're very lucky and thankful that no one was injured significantly, because it's a very busy area of the town. So what we're doing at the moment, first of all, we're dealing with through the department with Insurance Ireland, because we want to ensure that claims are processed very quickly, because there's livelihoods on the line here. Secondly, in relation to the local Leo office in the county council, that's liaising with business owners in terms of trying to seek alternative accommodation or locations for those affected businesses in the short term. The third thing is the Department of Social Protection have had an information session, obviously, to try and support employees, because for them and their families it's a very difficult time when such an event like this happens, which is very important. And obviously we're working to ensure that these renovation works through Insurance Ireland funding can happen as quickly as possible. So anything we can do, we will do.
But there's no government funding by the sounds of that?
Not at the moment, because obviously these businesses have been insured, so it's very important that they do get insurance monies quickly. What we can do as a government is that we have low interest rate loans obviously available in connection with fronting claims. So hopefully,
you know, if your entire business
has
been decimated,
too.
I think a lot of people would be very wary about taking on any loan,
But we have to be clear, there isn't insurance companies here. These businesses are insured. The Department of Social Protection will work to ensure that employees are okay, and we will do our very best to ensure that there are locations, alternative locations for businesses affected.
Right.
We do our very best in this area.
You just said finally on that, you said not at the moment there's no government funding. Is there a possibility of government funding, and what would it take for government to consider that?
Well, it depends if something obviously was to go wrong in terms of the insurance claims. But as a state, when you have insurance companies that are being paid privately by those businesses, it's important that they would process their applications and claims quickly to ensure they can get back up on their feet again. That structure is there, obviously.
I want to ask you finally, you may have heard there in the news headlines, and no doubt you're aware anyway, of that security breach where a man drove all around Dublin City really last night, 7 kilometres, Conor Lally outlined to us, and rammed the gates of Oris and Lucthorne first before moving on to a number of other state buildings. In total, he rammed 5 different state buildings with what appears to be a white transit van. The alert was put out when he rammed the first building on Oris and Lucthorne, and he was able to go on and ram 4 more before he was apprehended. What do you think about all that?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure of the operational structure. Obviously, an Garda Síochána have to respond to these events as they do happen in real time. But obviously, it is surprising that someone could get that distance, that footprint around the city to very public buildings so quickly and not be apprehended. But there may be issues in relation to that. I don't really know the operational issues in connection with it, but it just shows you, you know, security is so important, it can never be taken for granted. I suspect that the Gardaí will obviously review this because it absolutely has to be reviewed, something that could go unchecked for that length of time without being apprehended from the Áras directly over to the Custom House and back to government buildings and the AG's office. It's a very significant timeline.
So would you like the Minister for Justice to seek clarification or answers from the Garda Commissioner and exactly what happened there and how it happened?
Well, I would be absolutely certain that the Garda Commissioner would review an event of this scale because it is pretty significant in terms of the timeline. And for someone who was intoxicated or allegedly so, what damage they could have done to a member of the public, God forbid, if they hit someone along that passage. It's a very significant timeline before they were apprehended. I know there are members of an Garda Síochána on duty at Áras an Uachtaráin that would have encountered that at face value right at that point in time. So I'm not sure in connection with the timeline how the person wasn't apprehended subsequently, but I would be absolutely clear that it's something that would merit a review to try and find out how we can respond quicker in future.
All right, we'll leave it there, Minister Peter Burke. Thank you very much.